Hey guys, it's your host DJ Rodeo with Country 101 on radio.dominican.edu. Happy Wednesday, the week is halfway over, so hang in there. I have a special guest with me tonight, Ryan, and I forgot how to pronounce your last name. How do you pronounce your last name for me?
It's Galat.
There we go, Ryan Galat. Now I figured I'd better bring in some males because I can't always have females talking about country music. So how you doing tonight, Ryan?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, if you could choose your favorite country song and artist on the top of your head right now, who would you pick?
My favorite country artist and favorite song. Right now, my favorite song is I'm Coming Over, and my all-time favorite artist is probably either Toby Keith or Luke Bryan.
I knew you were going to say Toby Keith. All right. Well, now I have to share a little story with you guys before I start talking about country music, because I just wanted to vent to my listeners. I went home this weekend back to Southern California for two weddings. Yes, two weddings in one day. It was quite exhausting, for sure, but so much fun. So I flew home late Friday night and came back Sunday evening and flew out of LAX Sunday night. And oh my gosh, if you haven't flown out of there lately, the security is insane now. It's like you have to show up 2 hours before your flight to make sure you have enough time to make it through security. First, they had a checkpoint driving in, and that was new to me. I'd never experienced that before. And then before you could scan your boarding pass, they stop you two more times to check your ID and boarding pass, and then you can scan it. And my boarding pass wouldn't scan because of all of the cracks on my phone, so I stood there for a good like extra 20 minutes trying to figure out my phone, and I was getting really mad. It was a terrible experience. Now, I didn't think I looked suspicious at all, but I had to get patted down even after going through this security scanner, and that wasn't the end of it. My laptop also had to get scanned too, and they had to open it and had to run a test on it. I thought I was going to be late for my flight, so I was really pissed off, and I think the guy could kind of tell, but I mean, they're doing their job and just have to make sure but I was a little irritated because me out of all people, can't believe I was patted down like that. It wasn't right. But I ended up making it to the gate right away, then went and right when they were about to board, so no worries, I'm here now, so everything worked out. Just had a moment this weekend, thought I'd share it with y'all. Now, the CMAs were last Wednesday. I hope some of you guys tuned in. Right when I got home from doing Country 101, I made some dinner and sat on my couch and turned it on. I like the theme of Star Wars. I've never seen any Star Wars movie, so I couldn't really relate to any of the jokes that they had to deal with Star Wars, but I like the idea. Did you watch the CMAs?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of us have a lot of homework to do.
So now you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
I can jump in. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. Get you on your toes. So something different with the Star Wars themed. I kind of liked it, kind of didn't, because I didn't know much about it. And then Eric Church opened up with Hank Jr., which was a great opening. I think it really got everyone ready for the show. And right when Carrie and Brad got on the stage, I was super excited. And of course, their jokes were awesome. They made some about Caitlyn Jenner and Donald Trump. I mean, how could they not? And for the most part, they kind of ignored the divorce between Miranda and Blake, which I was a little shocked, but I think it was better off that they didn't say anything. And Carrie Underwood looks so good for just having a baby. I need to get some secrets on what she does. Her body's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. You've not seen it before?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's a bummer. You've never seen like pictures of her at all?
No, I've never. Like, what are we talking about? Like naked pictures?
No, just like regular pictures of
her. Yeah, I've seen her. She's really good looking. I'm just astonished that about this divorce that you're talking about. I didn't hear about that.
Miranda and Blake?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Blake's like almost dating Gwen Stefani now.
Why?
You really didn't know about that?
Yeah, I did not.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they broke up like a while back, and now Blake's like kind of talking to Gwen Stefani.
No.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, learn something new every day then.
That's why you got to listen to you, DJ Radio.
Exactly. And another joke was about Sam Hunt, and if you ever listen to his songs, I may have played them a few times here at the station, but he always, when he sings, he's always like talking in between, and I didn't really like realize it until they actually like talked about it. But did you ever realize that with some of his songs?
I actually have, yeah. Take Your Time, I felt like if you listen to other country artists, they have more of a melody to theirs.
Yeah.
While he's just kind of like telling a story, I guess.
Yeah, it's really true. A lot of his are like storytelling. But I didn't really realize it until they pointed it out, but I thought it was a pretty good joke as well. Do you, just kidding. I was going to ask you something else, but never mind. So everyone looks so stunning in their dresses and suits, and the usual Eric Church with his Ray-Bans and Jason Aldean with his cowboy hat low on his face covering his eyes. Never can see where he's looking. I don't really like that. I was really surprised to see Zac Brown Band without a beanie. It was strange to see him bald up on stage because I'm so used to seeing pictures or him at concerts and usually has some type of hat or beanie on. But Zac Brown Band performed well and sang Beautiful Drug. I'm a huge fan of that song. Have you heard that song before?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, you're letting me down tonight.
Beautiful Drug? It's one of his new songs?
Mm-hmm.
No.
His new album is awesome.
Is it the Jacqueline Hyde one?
Uh-huh.
I Like Loving You is easy.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs right now.
That's a popular song, too. And Sam Hunt also performed. I didn't think he sounded that good. I didn't like his outfit either. My roommate and I thought he looks like a priest with, like, the black shirt and, like, white collar.
Who?
You know how, like, a priest, Sam Hunt.
That's what he wore?
Yeah. It was, like, a black shirt, and then there was, like, a white collar at the top.
You'd think these guys make so much money, and they just wear the most random stuff.
Right? It's weird. He definitely looked like a priest, though. So that was kind of strange. And Little Big Town performed as well, and their outfits were weird as well, too. At least the girls' dresses, one looked like she's going into space, and the other looked like disco. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. Kind of crazy what these people are wearing nowadays. And Florida Georgia Line sang well, I thought, and they won Vocal Duo of the Year. And Single of the Year was Girl Crush. Wasn't surprised there. And also Vocal Group of the Year was Little Big Town. So they went home with a few awards. And New Artist of the Year ended up going to Chris Stapleton. I thought for sure Sam Hunt, but I was wrong. And I think Taste of Country, I said last Wednesday, said that Sam Hunt was going to take that award as well. And Chris also won Male Vocalist of the Year, which I was surprised. So those are some of the awards. Oh, and Entertainer of the Year went to Luke Bryan, so I'm happy he got that award.
I was going to say, he better win something.
Yeah, I knew he was kind of going to win that award. Took that home. So I thought it was Carrie Underwood's year to get Female Vocalist of the Year, but it turned out Miranda won it again. I think she took it home for like the third or fourth year in a row. I feel like she's like won that almost every year. But I'm glad she won it. She deserved it after hearing Gwen and Blake are dating. This probably helped just a little bit. And Eric Church performed his new song, Mr. Misunderstood. And that was cool to listen to it for the first time live and the duet with Thomas Rhett and Fall Out Boy. It was all right, but I really love Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton's. It was so good, and to have Justin Timberlake on a country music award show was kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. So they sang well together, and all in all, I thought all the performances did really good. And I thought the show itself was a little boring, not like its usual years, but all the performances were fun to watch and listen to. And the two men opened the 2015 CMA Awards, squared off during Monday and Tuesday Showdown Song Battle. Eric Church and Hank Williams Jr. performed Are You Ready for the Country on November 4th, before Church came back out for a solo performance of his new song, Mr. Misunderstood. If you knew he'd release a new album when he sang the song the first time, the multi-tempo rocker is yet another theme song for anyone who's ever felt like a loner or outcast. Williams' version of Are You Ready for the Country is going to be on the next studio album, his first on Nash Icon Records. Church joins him for a cover of the Waylon Jennings classic. It made an appropriate open for the 2015 CMAs, but fans get to decide if it's more deserving of another showdown around here. The 2015 CMA Awards featured over 20 performances and 12 big award winners. In between was the usual mix of presenters, jaw-dropping outfits, and quips from the show's returning hosts. There weren't too many surprises, and there certainly wasn't anything as shocking as Carrie Underwood's baby gender reveal in 2014. That was pretty big. I thought it was kind of boring. I can't really talk to you about it because you didn't even watch it. Leave me hanging.
You can still try to talk to me about it. I'll just make something up.
All right, cool. Perfect. Now, the biggest complaint every year is that the same people always win. Well, that can't really be said in 2015, as Chris Stapleton tied for the most wins with 3. And the hottest search term of the night was, who is Chris Stapleton? And I definitely was a part of that search because I didn't know who he was. Did you know who he was?
No, that's what I was just about to ask you, because I've never heard his name before.
Yeah, I'd never heard his name before, and like he like went up there and like performed. And I was like, I've literally never seen you before in my life.
And was it good?
Yeah, he sang with Justin. I thought it was pretty good, but
was it more of like a pop country?
No, it was actually like Justin like really tried to be country.
Really?
Yeah. It was
weird. I need
weird.
To listen to the song then.
Yeah. But I like don't know any of Chris's songs, so I like should probably Google them or like figure it out if he's winning like all these awards.
Yeah, exactly. But he's taking over Luke Bryan's spot now.
I know, that's not okay.
He's gonna be the new heartthrob for all the ladies out there.
No, he's old-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not as handsome as Luke Bryan.
Ah, okay.
But it was definitely missing an oh my gosh moment. In 5 years, how will fans even remember the 2015 CMA Awards? The year Chris Stapleton won, I'm guessing maybe that's how they'll remember it. But maybe if he's able to take advantage of his big night. Timberlake's cameo is what everyone was talking about on Thursday morning, and it should be, because he did so well up on stage with Chris. But having a non-country star steal headlines isn't great for the annual country ceremony. There wasn't a single jaw-dropping surprise. Even Paisley and Underwood's monologue played it safe. The daggers we heard they'd be throwing at Blake Shelton turned out to be made out of rubber. So there was no jokes between them. I was kind of looking forward to some, at least. An unannounced appearance or a surprise performance would have even played well. There didn't seem to be a single off-script moment, which made for a dull year this year. I even said it. I think it was pretty boring this year. There were some great sets, though. I really enjoyed Florida Georgia Line's church stage and Cassie Musgraves' slightly trippy cowgirl scene. I really wish you would have seen it. It was really weird. Even though one of my friends loved her outfit, I thought it was super strange. And during the show, I couldn't help but wonder how the crew built each set so quickly. The stage isn't that big. It seems like it's kind of small. I've always wanted to go backstage and see how it all worked. But other than that, I thought the CMAs was like a B, B minus if I had to get a letter grade.
Only a B or a B minus?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of boring. Like, I didn't like it at all.
Who were the hosts?
Carrie and Brad.
They didn't do a good job?
No, like, usually, like, they do, like, a really good job. But this year, I was, like, kind of bored with it.
They didn't.
Yeah, no, their jokes, like, weren't funny. Like, the ones, like, at the beginning about, who was it? Like I said, Caitlyn Jenner and, like, Donald Trump, because, like, the presidential election. Like, those were, like, kind of funny. But, like, other than that, like, they didn't really bring out some funny jokes. I was really upset.
Yeah, that makes it not fun.
Yeah. And, like, the performances were fun and, like, nice to, like, watch and listen to. But none of them were, like, oh, my gosh, that was so good.
Did Eric Church perform Like a Wrecking Ball?
No, he sang his new song, Mr. Misunderstood.
I think I've heard that before.
It's, like, brand new. I think I'm going to play it for my listeners tonight. But, yeah. But, yeah, BB minus.
I should have seen it then, so then we could have had a rebuttal about this.
Exactly. Well, the artist may have spent 12 hours celebrating CMA wins and impressive performances, but the country stars are now facing some of their less kind critiques. Thanks to Jimmy Kimmel's reoccurring mean tweet segment, Carrie Underwood, Thomas Rhett, Little Big Town, Darius Rucker, and Cassie Musgraves, and many more sat down in front of their toughest judges, the Twitter sphere. Reactions varied as each artist read out loud and disparaging tweets about themselves. Some couldn't help but laugh, some deadpan to the camera. Some even agreed with the tweeters. One of them was, Hunter Hayes is so tiny he sleeps in a hot dog bun. Hunter Hayes, he read that and asked, how'd you know? So he kind of just seemed like he laughed it off. So some of the comments were pretty harsh, but some were just plain nonsensical. I don't know what he just said, Underwood said with a laugh after attempting to read one about her. Thank God they didn't put any of my tweets on there. I think I probably would have been a little harsh after the CMAs, especially when it comes to, like, watching award shows. I always, like, tweet, like, either, like, good stuff or bad stuff. It's like the country artist probably wouldn't have liked, like, some of the stuff I said.
But I'm just thinking, what is there bad to say about the country singers? Like, well, how do these people think about this, some of the stuff they say?
Maybe, like, their outfits, like how, like how I said, or, like, maybe, like, the way they, like, sang or something like that.
Okay.
People are mean.
I'm just thinking country always puts me in a good mood.
It's a mean world. Well, yeah, like, listen to country music for sure, but, like,
they're just critiquing the show.
Yeah.
Like you said, the hosts weren't very good. B minus.
Exactly. Well, Kacey Musgraves brought her own style straight from her Rhinestone review to the stage of the 2015 CMA Awards with a magical performance of her tune Dime Store Cowgirl from her sophomore album, Pageant Material. The Grammy-winning singer was literally sparkling, her throwback country-style outfit filled in crystals, as she plucked a shimmering six-string in front of a quirky and fun animated backdrop helping to tell the story. Her band fit the theme, clad in ornate pink old-school suits and cowboy hats. The tune is in homage to Musgrave's roots, and she sang it with the honesty and conviction she always brings to her songs. Like I said earlier, I don't know how I feel about her outfit, but from what I can remember, she always dresses in her own way, brings her own sense of style to the stage. But enough about the CMAs, at least for a little bit, because you wouldn't watch it, so I can't really talk all night about it. But Chase Rice is readying the follow-up to his 2014 release, Ignite the Night, and says he will take a new mature direction on his next album. By far, it will be the most authentic record I've done. Rice tells Rolling Stone Country, this record is going to be a lot more me and a lot less girls, trucks, and a perfect night. Now, to me, how can you do that with country? I feel like it's always about trucks and girls.
Trucks, so. Girls, and hot summer nights.
Yep. So I wonder if that's going to definitely be interesting. He admits there will be still be a place on the album for party songs, but it won't make up the entire release. He said it's a lot more substance to who he is as a person. The singer is done releasing singles from his previous project, and a new song off his upcoming record can be expected within the next few months. I wanted to get a few more singles off my current record, but my writing is so much better, and there's such more dynamic stuff that I'm writing about, he said. He said it's a more mature him. So Rice is hoping for his forthcoming project to be released next summer and says he has half the album written. Are you a fan of Chase Rice?
Yeah. I was just about to ask you, does he write his own songs or does he have somebody write them for him?
It seems like he writes some of his songs and then he must have like someone else who writes.
Okay.
Maybe he does a little bit of both. But I like his songs. Let's see. Gonna Wanna Tonight.
Yep.
And I think I have it. Ready, Set, Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are like my favorite ones. The other ones, I'm not too sure.
About his other songs?
Yeah. I don't think. I might have like heard them, but I didn't know that he sang them.
Who sings Drinking Class? Is that Chase Rice?
No, that's Lee Bryce.
That's who it is.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Lee Bryce.
I don't know. You're the expert.
I know. We'll have to Google that real quick. Well, Luke Bryan will be crossing into a new territory at the American Music Awards on November 22nd. You better watch that show.
What show?
American Music Awards.
Okay.
In a couple weeks.
I'll make sure to watch it. As long as you bring me back on the show, I'll watch it.
All right. Perfect. He performed his first ever male-female duet, or he will perform his first ever male-female duet live. Home Alone Tonight, featuring Little Big Town singer Karen Fairchild, appears on his most recent album, Kill the Lights. We had always certainly entertained the right collaboration under the right circumstances, Bryant had said, but it's always about the right song, and we've never really found the song that necessarily did what we wanted it to do. The singer's alternate lines in the tune singing to one another as if part of a conversation between love interests. Though the performance is convincing, Bryan's wife Caroline has nothing to worry about, of course, especially since they actually recorded their parts separately. And it's an honor to be selected to play at the American Music Awards, he said, as they span all different genres during that night. Bryan's the only country artist nominated for the Artist of the Year category at the 2015 ceremony, and he also is nominated for Favorite Male Country Artist, and Carrie Underwood will also be performing at the event, which will be hosted by Jennifer Lopez, so I'll definitely be watching that, seeing what that's all about. I wonder if it'll be better than the CMAs.
Hopefully she's a better host, has better jokes for you.
Seriously. All right, well, I'm going to take a quick break. Don't forget you're listening to DJ Rodeo and my guest tonight, Ryan, at radio.dominican.edu, the official Penguin Radio, and we'll be right back.
Snapbacks and Levi jeans, PBR and Mercedes, running for the grass on the hot concrete. We're still working on our summer feet. Cheap gas and ready ice, trunk music and headlight fights, dodging the smoke from a riverbank fire. A pretty girl and a pickup line like, hey, what's your name? You know smoke follows beauty, baby. We stayed up all night long, made our drinks too strong. Custom tent, sticky quarters and pine tree scent. The only sign that we ever got stuck is the muddy chain in the back of the truck. 5-1 with a 20 on top, 3-guard at the barbershop, ducking from your ex at the four-way stop. Turn the music down when you're passing the cops. We stayed up all night long, made our drinks too strong, feeling 10 feet tall. philosophies. A little too young and dumb to see just what it all meant to me. We stayed up all night long, made our drinks too strong. Started singing, and they turned those open signs around. We thought we ran this town, running around just breaking hearts and curfew. Out in the yard with no shoes, staying cool in a nylon pool. Foul ball headed for the parking lot, and on Saturday mornings we sleep late. ATVs and fire breaks, worn out jeans, black eyed peas, back roads and blue skies. I was born and raised on it. Might have misbehaved on it, worked hard and played on it. We had it made.
All right. Well, that was by Sam Hunt, Raise on It. Hope you guys like that. Ryan, did you like that song?
I did. I actually have never heard that song before.
What? Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of country songs out there. You can't listen to all of them.
That's true. I guess I'll let it slide this time.
Okay. I mean, that's why I listen to you, DJ Rodeo, so I can learn more about all the different songs out there.
True, true. All right. Well, welcome back. If you're just tuning in to Penguin Radio, you're listening to Country 101 with yours truly, DJ Rodeo, and got Ryan by my side tonight. Do you have anything you want to say to maybe any fans, some shout-outs?
I want to say, hey to everybody at Dominican, you're a true homie. I want to say thanks to DJ Rodeo for letting me on the show tonight, and my family back home, and to my brother out in Nebraska. Hope he's doing good out there, and that's about it.
Sweet. Very cool. So your brother goes to school out in Nebraska?
Yeah, I have a twin brother. He goes to Nebraska. He's a gymnast, actually. He's doing really well.
Whoa.
He's training really hard right now. His season's actually coming up. It starts in, I want to say, January. It's his first competition. So if any of you listeners out there are interested in gymnastics, I think he comes out to Stanford. If you guys want to check it out, it's really fun to watch.
That'd be cool. All right. Maybe check that out. Never, like, watched. Like, is it, like, what they do, like, for the Olympics, like, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, he does everything. Well, so he got recruited as an all-arounder. So, yeah, he gets to do all the events.
That's cool. That's exciting. I've never, like, watched it, like, I've only, like, watched it, like, on TV, but, like, never in person.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's all really right. Cool. Hopefully, what he thinks he's going to try to train for the 2020 Olympics. That's his goal.
Dang. Yeah. Watch out. Ryan's brother is going to be on 2020 Olympics.
Yep. So, just get the name Galat. And it's going to be famous one day.
Nice. Perfect. Well, back to some country music. Chris Stapleton set the country music industry on its ear on Wednesday night when he swept all three of his nominations at the 2015 CMA Awards. Stapleton's debut album, Traveler, was one of the most critically acclaimed of 2015. But backstage in the press room, after the awards, he professed astonishment at having won Best New Artist, Male Vocalist, and even Album of the Year. He said, "It's unreal. It's very unbelievable. It's a wonderful feeling, and it's a lot of love. I feel a lot of love. I feel very loved." It's a short answer, but he said it's a real one. On top of his winning streak, Stapleton got the opportunity to introduce his music to a huge audience at home when he teamed up with Justin Timberlake for an amazing performance that was one of the most talked about of the night. The results were immediate, with Stapleton surging to number one on iTunes after the CMA broadcast. And all those guys, and all my guys too, brought it, he said, of the performance. They're all pros, and then some. It elevates you in a way that maybe can't happen on its own. He said, "All those guys and my wife, to get to do this tonight in the way that we did. It's a crazy thing. It was way crazy. Still, he wasn't intimidated before performing next to the superstar Justin Timberlake. He said, "I'm never afraid to get on stage and sing and play music. That's my happy place, so that doesn't make me nervous," Stapleton stated. He said, "I know who was standing next to me, but at the same time, he's so great and a wonderful person and makes music even more fun. That was the least of my worries getting up and playing tonight. The thing I'm most afraid of is saying the wrong thing in a room like this. You guys are more scary to me than that." Now that the spotlight has swung his way, Stapleton admits, "I have no idea what's next. I've been in the music business a while, but I've never done anything like this. It's been a bit overwhelming, but I'm going to do my best to handle it with some degree of grace. I'm going to keep making music that hopefully I think is good, and whatever comes out of that, that will be fine with me." I myself haven't heard much of Stapleton's music, like I said, but from what it sounds like, he seems like a great guy off the music, and he seems very humble as well. So, and you know, you said that you didn't know him before.
Yeah, the CMAs. I never heard of him before.
Yeah. And then on the CMAs as well, last Wednesday, Eric Church performed his new single, Mr. Misunderstood, and his album also came out that night as a surprise. No one knew about it. I didn't even know about it, that it was even coming out, and he was even working on a new album. And this album is a love letter to his influences and his three-year-old son influence, Mr. Misunderstood. The album was written in less than 3 weeks this summer. I thought it was good and can't wait to listen to his other songs and see what else is on the album. Mr. Misunderstood. Try saying that like 10 times. It's really hard.
I don't think I could say it once.
It's a country song in three acts. The title track from his most recent album is A Rebel's American Pie that begins, gains steam, starts to rock, and finally slows to an emotional finish. Mr. Misunderstood name checks nearly a dozen singers and sounds that like influence the singer's own brand of country music. Early, it's Elvis Costello and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Later, it's painter Jackson Pollock, and all of these artists, like Church himself, are men fans would have jumped over barrels to experience in a more personal way. He's further endearing himself to his brand of misfits. His tribe just got another theme song, and there's no true chorus, but just 4 to 6 verses that end with the same refrain. When the song begins to cook, one finds the meat of Church's story. Church wrote the song with Cassie Beathard, and together the men pull from 1,000 influences and images. At its core, the track is a 5-minute pep talk to the freak that lives inside all of us. He keeps rattling that nerve, and it keeps feeling good. So I want you guys to listen to the song, at least to some of it, because it's 5 minutes. So just in case you haven't heard it yet, and if you didn't watch the CMAs, you guys can listen and see what it's all about.
Heading with a kid in your high top shoes, sitting in the back of the class, I was just like you. Always left out, never fit in on that path you're walking in. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. All your buddies get their rocks off on top 40 radio, but you love your daddy's vinyl, old time rock and roll. Elvis Costello, Ray Wiley, Hubbard, and thank Jeff Tweedy. It's one bad mother, Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. One day you lead the charge, you lead the band, guitar hero with lightning hands. And the girls will like your tattoos, and the veins in your arms, they'll be helpless to your musical charms. And they'll all hold up their hands, they'll all want to dance. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. First time I met Alabama Hannah, I was skinny as a river. Red hair tied up in a blue bandana, she was hotter than the devil's hell. Mr. Misunderstood.
So that was Eric Church with Mr. Misunderstood. I had to say it so slow. It's terrible.
He doesn't have a problem doing it when he sings a song. And he's saying it way faster than you are.
I know, and he's singing it.
And he has to play the guitar. And you just have to talk into the microphone and he can't even do that.
Easy now. It's really hard.
I agree. It is really hard.
All right, good. Now, I wonder if the girl in Old Dominion's current song, Break Up With Him, which I'm a huge fan of. I love that song.
What song?
Break Up With Him by Old Dominion.
I agree. I love that song, too.
It's a good song. Now, I wonder if the guy in it ever broke up with, or the girl in it ever broke up with him. But we do know that the band's debut single reached the top spot on the Billboard Country Airplay chart this week, just 4 days before they dropped their freshman album, Meat and Candy. The featuring marks the first time the group have collectively claimed the number one spot, but it's not the first time they've seen the top of the charts. The five songwriters that made up Old Dominion, Matthew Ramsey, Trevor Rosen, Brad Terzi, Jeff Sprung, and White Sellers, have racked up 5 number one singles for artists including Dierks Bentley, Kenny Chesney, and Blake Shelton. So it kind of seems like they write other songs for other artists. That's weird.
And now they're like, finally, oh, we're just going to do it for ourselves.
Yeah, and finally they got their own number one.
But what I'm wondering is, how do these artists come up with all the different songs that they write? Like you said, it's always about trucks, girls, summer nights, or whatever.
Yeah.
But how do they make it different?
I think like a lot of it has to do with, what's the word?
I mean, they like, all put like their own little twist on it, but
I think a lot of it has to do with like experience or like old memories or like life events that are going on. So I think if like something like is happening in their life, then they know like what to like write about. So I feel like instead of like maybe like writing it like a journal, like how we would do it, they would write it into a song. And like that's how they like express themselves.
That's pretty cool. I could never do that.
I know. I wish I could do that. I wish that was like a special talent of mine. That'd be really cool.
I just want to learn how to play a guitar.
Well, they are racking up other five on the number one charts, but he's one of the guys on the band said it's going to take a while for this one to set in. We've been lucky enough to have other number one songs as a songwriter for other artists, but to have one as an artist ourselves is something we've dreamt about since we were kids, and today it has just come true. 2015 has been a strong year for the rising country band. Break Up With Him went into terrestrial. Can't say that word either. I'm having a rough night. Went into radio rotation very early this year after spending 6 weeks at number one on Sirius XM, the Highway Hot 45 Countdown. Their success on satellite radio helped land them their first record deal with RCA Nashville. Old Dominion spent the past summer playing shows with Kenny Chesney and have already agreed to go out with him again on the 2016 Spread the Love Tour. The group's first full-length project, Meat and Candy, was released on Friday, November 6th, and I saw them open for Kenny Chesney and love them this summer. I think it's about time they got themselves on the top instead of other artists with their songs. And their album is packed full of hooky R&B-inspired country songs about love, hard and soft. Meat Candy is a very snackable album that's easy to keep on repeat for an entire day. When I read that on Taste of Country, I was a little confused, like, the name Meat and Candy, I wonder where they got that from.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was going to ask you if you knew what it was.
No, that's why they called it that. Random. I really wanted to like look it up and like where they got their inspiration for it.
If you think about it, what you were just saying, how they have like the hard and soft or whatever songs. Yeah. It could be like hard and soft candy. And then, I don't know. I don't know what the meat is for.
That's true. Or it could be like hard, like meat, men, and then soft, like candy could be about women or something.
Or sweet, because women are sweet.
Or sweet. There we go. That was a good one. Wow, I like that.
I mean, or they're just like candy catches your eye and like women catch your eye too.
Wow, you nailed it. That was really good. Good stuff.
Thanks.
But it's a very snackable album that's easy to keep repeat on for an entire day. Nothing is sweet enough to give one a belly ache. Conversely, there's very little that will hush your room or a car or even one's mind. Instead, you'll need to fight to keep from singing along to songs like Snapback, Said Nobody, and Beer Can in a Truck Bed. Singer Matt Ramsey is an engaging vocalist, and he's supported by great harmonies, especially high harmonies. For this reason, the narrow range he works in never grows tiresome. Sharp songwriting also keeps the sound from getting stale. It's such a defined sound that there's a real threat, but one they seem to recognize and work around. Even emotional ballads like Nowhere Fast and Wrong Turns turn into sing-alongs. It's an album built by a band that prioritizes their live show filled with songs you look forward to shouting. The polished production acts as their sixth member, as much as any song on Meat and Candy producer Shane McNally's gloss defines the album. Every note comes sharp and full of purpose. And again, I think Meat and Candy is so strange. I can't like imagine seeing that on an album and like wanting to buy that.
Have you seen the album cover?
Mm-mm. So I think that's going to be like...
It looks a little weird.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It's weird?
Yeah, it looks a little weird.
Oh, I want to see it now. Huh.
It's like a girl in like old like 70s clothes and then... She's holding a couple of lollipops, and yeah, it's weird.
Ew, that's weird. Huh, I wonder how artists come up with these things. I don't know. Well, the news that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are now dating broke right before the CMA Awards on Wednesday evening, but in a new radio station interview, Stefani is sidestepping the question. Stefani recently talked with Dallas-Fort Worth radio station and asserts that she and Shelton did not announce that they were dating. We didn't, somebody did, but we didn't, she told the station. She said, that's so crazy. Who announces that? Why would I do that? While it was Stefani's representative who first confirmed the news that the two are dating, Stefani didn't deny that Shelton is a good guy when the station asked if he had helped her through her divorce. He's a pretty rad guy, I have to say that, she said. There's been loads of people who have helped me through this tragedy. Blake really helped me. Pharrell Williams was literally a guardian angel. As the news broke on Wednesday, Luke Bryan was on the CMA red carpet in the middle of an interview when he was asked about the new couple. He didn't come out about that, he told E. You're trying to trick me, he said. This is like when your wife makes you tell on yourself. Once a reporter explained that the news broke recently and it had been confirmed, he lightened up while poking fun at his friend. He said it can't be true because there's no way Blake could even score a girl like that. He said, so if it's not true, I mean, come on, people. While Stefani didn't attend the CMA Awards, according to Entertainment Tonight, she did join Shelton at Warner Music's Nashville CMA after party. It was probably better off she didn't join Blake, because I feel like then if she did, there'd probably be like a lot more country drama. And I think Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley probably would have like made jokes about them.
And then your rating would have went up from a B- to an A, because you'd loved it.
Completely. And I think other people probably would have thought it was more exciting, because then they got to witness
the drama.
Yeah.
I just think the media just pokes way too much into their personal lives, and it's like, okay, yeah, regular people nowadays get divorced, whatever, and they're just regular people too. They want to be happy.
Yeah, that's very true.
But then you just got drama, because everybody knows them.
Were you a fan of Blake and Miranda?
Sure.
You probably could care less.
Were you a fan?
I was so shocked to hear that they got a divorce. I really like them. Thought they were like a powerhouse couple.
I did too. I agree.
Well, ever since the CMAs, fans are saying that Thomas Rhett is the best dancer in country music next to Luke Bryan. I think Luke Bryan can definitely shake it for himself.
Who's he up against?
Thomas Rhett.
Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for Luke Bryan.
I figured. That's your fave man. Well, the singer took a few minutes to show the dance challenge how to do a few of the latest moves. Guess what dance move this is? It's a really popular song. It's not country.
Guess what Luke Bryan taught him?
No, guess what Thomas Rhett did. Like, he did like a dance challenge. You nailed it. Yeah. Got a point. Well, Thomas Rhett did the Whip and Nene, of course, because it is a popular song out. And I actually just did it at the wedding this weekend. It came on and like none of the older people knew what song it was. And my brother and my sister and I were on the dance floor and we were doing it and they were all really confused because they didn't know what was going on. It was really funny.
That's, you have to teach them how to do it.
I know. I bet you know how to do it.
I do. Not.
I'm sure you do. You have to know how to do it.
We will see.
Well, Taste of Country caught up with Rhett and chatted about the dance, which the singer and Brett Eldridge had been sneaking into their CMT boots and suits tour lately. He said it took a little bit at first to get Rhett to bust out his skills, but soon he was like melted butter. He said, "Hey, I'm a white kid from South Georgia." Rhett commiserates with a smile. "There's no reason I should be good at it." Rhett also dished about one of his favorite moments from tour so far, which was Halloween. The star said he and Eldridge started their after party before the set was even over, appearing in their Halloween costumes on stage. And he walked out in a Woody costume from Toy Story, and Thomas Rhett was Buddy the Elf. Those are two crazy costumes.
I love Buddy the Elf.
I love Elf.
It's a great movie.
It is. And it's almost like, no, it's not really almost Christmas time.
Almost.
Almost, but first comes Thanksgiving.
But you go to the stores, there's Christmas trees out.
I know. I went to Target, and I tried to like go and get like all the picked over Halloween candy, because like they put it on sale, right? Yep. It's all gone. It's all Christmas stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It made me so upset. I wanted to get all the Halloween candy that was like marked down.
Just bypass Thanksgiving.
I know. To be honest, I'm not really a big fan of Thanksgiving.
Like, what?
The food. I know.
Why?
Because I can't eat turkey. I can't have turkey.
Why?
Because something in it gives me a headache. My mom tells me the word, but I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that.
But I'm not really like a big fan of it.
Love Thanksgiving dinner, especially just spending time with the family, and my family and my grandparents cook so much food. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I like being with like family. I'm just not a big fan of the whole food eating process.
What's your favorite holiday?
Ooh, my favorite holiday.
Don't say your birthday.
I mean, it's in the same month, but I like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because it's near my birthday.
Okay.
No, I like Valentine's Day. It's a fun little holiday. And it's my great grandma's birthday, and she's my favorite person in the whole wide world. So it kind of just
there you go.
Happens.
That's cool.
Yeah. But back to their costumes. And they went on stage, and also the band was dressed as Kiss, which made no sense if he was in his Toy Story outfit and the other one was in Buddy the Elf. So that's kind of weird.
They just wanted to express themselves.
True. I wouldn't mind going on tour with Thomas Rhett and Brett Eldridge. They're both bae.
Oh, okay.
who'd be considered your bae in country music? Carrie Underwood.
I was going to say Carrie Underwood.
That's everyone's bae.
She's really good looking.
Yeah, she is. So, who would you think is the hottest bachelor in country music right now? It's a male. And we've talked about him tonight.
Brett Eldridge.
No. One more guess. It's a short first name and last name, basically.
Can I have a hint?
But
give me one of his songs.
I played it already.
Sam Hunt.
Yeah. Well, Sam Hunt is the hottest bachelor in country music right now, but he actually says he'd like to settle down and raise a family someday. I can do that with him. I volunteer.
I have his phone number.
Oh, perfect.
You want to give him a call?
That's awesome.
All right.
All right, sweet.
I'll set it up. I'll set the date up for you guys.
I can't wait. You'll be invited to the wedding for sure.
Okay.
You can nanny for our kids.
Perfect.
Awesome. Glad we figured that out.
That sounds great.
Well, Hunt spoke to Taste of Country in the run-up to 2015 CMA Awards, and the conversation turned to Hillary Scott's daughter, who, according to her mom, developed a sweet little crush on Hunt during Lady Antebellum's recent Wheels Up tour. Wow, I have competition. That's not okay.
Yeah, see?
I gotta step up my game.
You do. Don't worry. I'll help you. I'm a great wingman.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Well, she came up to say hello one day at a catering party, and they became buddies right away. And the fast-rising country star says fatherhood is definitely part of his long-term plans. He said, "I'm not necessarily ready right this second, but I thought about that a lot, just hanging out with Hillary's daughter, and how much at some point he'd like to have a little girl or a little boy or both or even several." Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, several.
Yeah. And he says that he definitely sees that in his future. He performed Take Your Time at the CMA Awards, which he was nominated for New Artist, Song, and Single of the Year. He prepped for the CMAs with a street party in Nashville last week, performing a free concert downtown and inviting Cam on stage with him. He says he had no idea 10,000 people would turn up. That's why I was so worried about it. He said that a lot of times if you play a venue and you have no idea of how many people are coming because there's tickets sold, there was just a show up if you can, and people showed up. He said it was great. I don't think we or anybody expected as many people to show up as they did. They even pushed back to the street that I don't think they even expected to have to shut down. But he said it was really cool of the city when the people did get to that point to shut that off too and just let them keep coming. And it didn't seem to me that Sam is going to have a hard time finding a wife and start a family someday. I would like to do that with him. Someday. Well, this next woman I'm going to mention is a pretty big deal, and I talked about her a lot on my radio show as well. Any guess? It's your bae.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
What's she been up to?
Well, she is one of the most recognizable women, not just in country music, but all over the planet. But she says she's the exception, not the rule, for the recognition women get in the industry. The Smoke Break singer is on the cover of Cosmopolitan this month and spoke on the inequality of men versus women in country music today. She said, "When I go to vote for the Country Music Awards, I have to write in names. I can think of like three who are really active." And she explained to Billboard that women have to work harder to get half the recognition, and she is one of the lucky ones. The artist just co-hosted the CMA Awards next to Brad Paisley for the 8th consecutive year, taking turns making lighthearted jabs at everything from women in country being called tomatoes to the amount of divorces piling up this year. The duo didn't directly name any names except Kermit and Miss Piggy, but were sure to say hi to Blake Shelton in the same breath. And Underwood says there's nothing to worry about with her husband Mike Fisher, though everyone is getting divorced. Divorce, she said, they're all dropping like flies, but that her and her husband are good, and that it helped that they were both established before they were married. Neither of us could be like, I didn't know it'd be like this, so I'm glad they're gonna stay married, because if they got a divorce, then I really would be upset.
I would be upsetting.
I think I would give up on life.
Why?
I don't know, that was a little dramatic, huh?
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit.
Underwood and Fisher do seem to have a great relationship, posting workout selfies and talking to Ellen DeGeneres about how they trade off baby duties. The couple is busy not only with music and Fisher's NHL career, but their first child, Isaiah, who was born in February. She sets such a good example for society, and that's why she's definitely one of my favorite female artists. Yeah, she makes great music and has a beautiful voice, but she does so much more than that, and that's why I think she's one of my favorites. She's probably just your favorite because she's beautiful.
No, I was going to say, she stays humble. Like,
yeah.
She worked her way up, and she deserves it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Like, you have all these other people who are just letting it get to their heads.
And all they do is, like, produce music.
Yeah.
That's always about, like, what else you do out in the world.
You have to love what you do. Or so what is it, then?
That's true. Getting emotional over here on Country 101.
Who is?
No one. Well, another woman in country music is Miranda Lambert. Hasn't been shy about admitting 2015 has been a difficult year for her in accepting her Female Vocalist of the Year when at the CMA Awards on Wednesday, November 4th, she said, "I needed a bright spot." On Thursday night, she took stock of some of her blessings in her life. A photo posted on her Facebook page shows the singer wearing a ball cap with her arm around a black and white horse. In the caption, Lambert admits she's still floating from the previous night's wins, but not necessarily hers. A hashtag and the t-shirt she wore while accepting Female Vocalists serve as indication she's as happy for Chris Stapleton as she is for herself, maybe even more. She even thanked the Male Vocalist of the Year winner for his performance. She said, "I'm still floating around on a cloud from last night. Thank you so much for CMA, for celebrating country music in a big way, and for letting me be a part of it." She said, "Today was spent reflecting on this amazing life that Nashville and country music fans have given me. And my friend," she said, "I'm so grateful." Lambert really revealed she's done a lot of songwriting in the days, weeks, and months following her divorce from Blake Shelton. She's kept a low profile, although she's regularly spotted around Nashville, having good times with friends. It's not clear if the 31-year-old will release new music in 2016. Her last studio album was Platinum, released in 2014. At the CMA, she performed Bathroom Sink. Shelton was in the audience, although his new girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, was not. It's not clear if the two ever crossed paths. Everyone has something going on, whether it be good or bad, but there was always light at the end of the tunnel, and both of those women are so amazing. I want to play Bathroom Sink for you guys. I don't play too many Miranda songs, so here's this one for you.
Putting on my makeup, putting off the hard stuff, hoping that it passes, fake smile and eyelashes. I wash my hands and try not to think or dirty up my bathroom sink. I'm at it again with everybody's so tired of the drama. We're still fighting like I'm 16, and I guess we always will be. She taught me how to pray and drink and how to clean the bathroom sink. It's amazing.
And that was Bathroom Sink by Miranda Lambert. I really liked her new song. Can't wait to see what else she has. And on the other side of Miranda Lambert is Blake Shelton. And after his fun evening at the CMA Awards, celebrating nominations for Male Vocalist of the Year and Musical Event of the Year, and a standout performance of his new single, Gunna, Blake Shelton turned to Twitter to express his excitement and gratitude. The singer's life... is on the upswing after a tough summer, Shelton was sure to add a heartfelt salute to a mainstream newcomer, Chris Stapleton, who swept three awards at the event and delivered a truly jaw-dropping performance with Justin Timberlake that had everyone buzzing. The artist said he is in a good place as he continues to heal from a difficult season of loss surrounding his divorce from fellow country star Miranda Lambert. Some of the great things Shelton is referencing to on Twitter might include his role as celebrity coach on The Voice. Do you watch The Voice?
I've seen it before.
I've never watched it before. I know my dad's a big fan, but I'm not a fan of it.
One of the girls that goes here was gonna be on The Voice, but then she decided not to.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to say her name? It's okay to say her name.
Okay. Jasmine.
Huh. Oh. Ari Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. She should. I follow her on Snapchat. She has a
lovely
funny voice. Yeah.
It's really good.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. Shelton has been a part of The Voice since its inception. The show is now on its 9th season. The Honey Bee Hitmaker will headline Country Jam 2016 next summer. I keep bringing them up, but they're both such a hot topic in the country world. It's hard to not talk about them. And I realized we just said hella. And for my best friend who's listening, I know she doesn't like that word. So shout out to my best friend out in Chicago. I say hella a lot and she's not a fan of it now. I guess this NorCal thing is hitting on this Southern California
girl. And you're from
girl.
SoCal.
I know. I used to hate it at first.
No, that's a great word.
No, I hated it. I was like, I'm never going to say it at all.
And now look at you.
And now I say it at my radio show. Crazy. I'm sorry for my best friend who had to hear that.
Where's your best friend at?
She is in Illinois right now playing soccer for Aurora University.
All right.
I'll see her in about a month, so I can't wait to see her. Sad, sad moment right now, but it'll be good. All good. All good things. Well, now that Halloween is over, I just read the story about Jason Aldean and his 2015 Halloween. He is drawing criticism after photos surfaced last week of the singer's Halloween costume. He wore a bandana, sunglasses, chains, dreadlocks, and black makeup or dark makeup. Nashville Gab reports a representative for the star confirmed his identity in the photo, telling The Guardian that Aldean was dressed as a rapper, Lil Wayne. Aldean's wife, Brittany Kerr, also sporting braids and a red bandana. They both were wearing dark makeup to look like a black individual, commonly known as blackface, as long been condemned as highly disrespectful in today's society. Julianne Hough came under fire in 2013 for her costume as Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black, publicly apologizing afterward. Aldean is no stranger to the hip-hop community, having recorded a remix of Dirt Road Anthem with Ludacris and performed it together in the past, so his choice of costume isn't totally out of left field, but his decision to wear the makeup is what is bringing criticism following the holiday. The singer has not commented other than his representative confirming his identity in the photo and the intended costume. He just wrapped up his Burn It Down tour in October, donating $615,000 to Susan G. Komen for breast cancer research. Aldean's next tour, though, is the We Were Here tour, launches in January. And I'm sure he had no intentions for his Halloween costume to get blown out of proportion like that, but like we talked about earlier, that's what the media does. So I'm pretty sure that he probably didn't mean it to be as like blackface like Julianne did.
Yeah.
But it seems like, of course, the media will take it in any way they can and
make it sound like he was being something that he wasn't.
Yeah. Because like, I doubt him and his wife would do that ever. But I don't know.
That's the bad thing about media. It's stupid.
Right. All right, well, that's it for my show tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Country 101 with me, DJ Rodeo. And thank you to my guest, Ryan, for being here on Country 101 with me tonight.
Thank you.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your week, y'all. I'll see you all back here next Wednesday at 6 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. And enjoy the song. My roommate told me about it tonight. She said it's one of her favorite songs by Jake Owen tonight, and it sure feels right. Night, y'all.
Had a thing for girls that dance when they get a little tipsy. Corona cold in your hand, your brushed back hair. I took another sip of whiskey.
And I didn't let the ice cubes melt in the bottom of my plastic cup. And I said, hey, pretty girl, you want to get out of here? And you looked up, looking in your big blue eyes. Laying there that night, I said, this sure feels dangerous to me. It feels like a struck match kissing gasoline. It feels a little better than it ever has. It sure feels good, baby, let's be bad. I feel your heart, I feel you there. I feel a little brave, I feel a little scared tonight. And it sure feels right.